This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, we are joined by Gara Lloyd Lester, the Coordinator, Community, and Coalition Initiative for Suicide Prevention Center of New York through the Mental Health Office. Gara, we've had so many conversations in the past, and I just want to say thank you one more time for taking the time to not only share everything that you do, but help so many other people right here in New York.
Yeah, well, and Breezy, it's really been a wonderful connection and relationship over the past few years, I think, now that we've had these conversations and leading up to Thanksgiving in a couple of days. Certainly, I'm also grateful, as is the rest of the Suicide Prevention Center of New York, part of the New York State Office of Mental Health, to have this relationship, to have the message of suicide prevention amplified through the work that you all do at the radio station.
Absolutely. So we just had Thanksgiving, and that was obviously wonderful for a lot of us, but for some of us, it wasn't. And hot on the heels of the holidays coming up here, I think it is really important for us to have a very open, honest, and candid conversation this morning about depression and anxiety that often comes with the holiday season. For a lot of people, the holidays are a very, very happy time that you can spend with friends, you can spend with family, be thankful, you know, just share all of that love. And there's so many people that don't have that, that really tend to spiral this time of year due to the fact that they are lacking in the department of love and family and all of that stuff. And it's a hard thing to combat. And I think what I wanted to discuss with you this morning, you know, for all of the people listening right now that might feel a sense of loneliness or a sense of hopelessness around this time of year, how can we help them and give them the tools that they need to make sure that this holiday season they can combat with all the power in the world to be strong and be okay?
Yeah, that's a really important question. And the way you framed it is how can we help them? So for anyone who might be feeling isolated, lonely, disconnected, maybe they've experienced loss around this time of year. Maybe they don't have many in their circle of friends or family or chosen family. Certainly, we want to empower people to do things for themselves. But your question was, how can we help them? And I think in part, it's just by recognizing that we can reach out, right? We don't always have to wait for people to reach into us to say, hey, I'm feeling down, I'm feeling lonely, this is a hard time of year for me, can you support me? I mean, certainly that's a great thing to be able to respond to, but for any number of different reasons, people don't always feel comfortable reaching out themselves. Mm-hmm. So in the spirit of what can we do, I think it's for people who are in your life, either close by, distant, whatever the relationship, whatever the context is, check in with people, right? Don't assume that because you might be having a life-affirming holiday season, which I hope everyone does, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever you celebrate, whatever you choose to celebrate. But if, you know, because that's your experience, remember that as you noted, not everybody has that.
Yeah.
And so people in your sphere, work-related, personal-related, whatever that is, reach out. How are you doing? Is there anything I can do to help support you? Especially if you know that maybe people might struggle, right? And I think simply by extending that hand, literally and metaphorically, even if somebody doesn't take you up on it, that can go a long way to let people know, okay, I'm not alone, or not maybe alone as I may initially have felt.
Yeah, and you know what? Like you said, a little goes a long way. And just to know that somebody is thinking about you, or that somebody mm-hmm. didn't think of you or thought of you in that way, is really huge, because it combats the sense of hopelessness and loneliness with like a glimmer of hope of like, well, wait, that person doesn't even really know me that well. And they extended the invite to Thanksgiving, or they extended the invite to just even check up on me and see how I'm doing, which is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think this time of year, oftentimes in our society, we have this vision or this aspiration of what the holidays are like, and goodwill, and all of those wonderful sentiments. But, you know, as you noted, like, not everyone has ready access, if you will, to all of those feelings, right? People might be struggling financially. There might be relational things. Again, there may have been experiences in the past where the holidays don't always have those positive memories. We can't go back, right? We can't undo some of those things, but we can, I think, individually exemplify those sort of, quote, feel good moments, as it were, right? And within our own, again, within our own circles, really live up to some of those ideals that many of us find to be helpful, right, for ourselves.
Yeah.
And how do we extend that and amplify that to people in our circles?
Yeah, and I think it's important to note a people in your circles, because the people that you could be reaching out to are maybe strangers, honestly. Like, maybe it's someone that you work with distantly, or someone you pass in a grocery store. I think that we take these little moments and interactions for granted, and we don't take enough time to check up on each other. And I want to take it a step deeper for the people that are really, really, really in your circle and you're really close, so much so that you're spending Thanksgiving with them and you're spending Christmas, and, you know, you spent all this time with them and you're spending time with them coming up. And it begs the question of, for someone that's really close to you, what are the signs that you can look out for a loved one or someone very, very, very near and dear to your heart, that they are struggling, that something is off, and you're like, you're not acting like yourself, and I want to make sure you're okay?
Yeah, it starts with sort of leveraging your relationship and leveraging your knowledge about that person. And if you are noticing something seems different, right? And again, this is in particular something that we can oftentimes do, to your point, if it's somebody that we know pretty well, right, that we are close with, we've grown up with, whatever the context is, right? If during the holiday gatherings something seems different in any way, shape, or form, right, it doesn't have to be something significantly negative, but it could be an indicator that something's going on in their life that isn't sitting well with them. So it starts with that noticing. And if you're thinking to yourself, gee, you know, there's something different about Gara recently. He, you know, usually in the holidays, he's outgoing and he enjoys spending time with others and he's in the spirit.
Yeah.
And this year, there's something different. It starts just literally with that recognition. And at that point in time, you can then reach out and say, I've noticed. And those words are, or can be, powerful. I've noticed something different, right? Is everything okay? Can I help? What's going on? And then the last part of the equation is to give that person the time to express whatever's going on.
The time and space, 100%. Because, you know, people are only going to open up to you if they feel comfortable and able to do so. And if you're coming at it from like a accusatory standpoint, they're not going to open up to you. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, you seem really off. Like, something's weird. Like, it's all about tone. It's all about delivery and just compassion, honestly.
And similarly, you know, I think I try to see the best in people and that people want to help and that we are caring individuals. And so if somebody close to you starts opening up about problems that they're having in their life, it's not unusual to start wanting to go into problem-solving mode, to come up with solutions. And not that that's a bad thing in and of itself, and certainly there might be time and space to do that. But if somebody's opening up for the first time about something that's weighing them down, maybe before we start looking at solutions, so to speak, one of the best things that we can do is just to give them that space to validate that, wow, this is really hard. This is impacting you really negatively. I'm so sorry that that's been your experience, without feeling compelled to immediately go into problem-solving mode, right? Again, there's probably going to be time and space for that, maybe with the ones to help with that, maybe not. But especially if somebody's opening up for the first time, I think a true gift that we can give them is just giving them that space to talk without feeling like we have to immediately jump into that fix-it mode.
I agree with that 100%, because it's definitely something that is delicate, and it's something that needs to be handled and taken with grace, because without that, they're not going to feel super comfortable. I want to switch gears here and talk about some struggles that people go through when they are more so like high school and college age. This time of year is hard. You know, you're going home for the holidays. That can be a struggle in itself. You're also dealing with a lot of closing pressures of academia, of finals and final projects and capstones. And that can be a lot. I remember being in college, that felt like the absolute weight of the world. You're pulling all-nighters. You're not really taking care of yourself. You're just looking for the light at the end of the tunnel of like, well, on the 15th, this will be fine. You know what I mean? And I want to take a moment and give a little word of wisdom for those college and high school kids going through that external pressure of their academics.
Yeah. And so, you know, full transparency, it's been a minute since I've been in that space, sort of beyond those college years, but I do recall those similar feelings of pressure and angst, and for everyone, not for everyone, is the thought of going home always a 100%, you know, sort of positive experience. There might be just dynamics, right, that can be hard. I think the message on some level doesn't change to a certain extent, right, for the individual themselves. As much as you can, be self-reflective and check in with yourself and say, okay, I know in the next 2 weeks I've got these finals happening. I'm going to be going home for the holidays. And ask yourself, like, what's my stress level? When I think about what I've got coming up over the next couple of weeks, yeah, right, what's my initial reaction? That could be a really great barometer for anyone, right? If I think about what's on my to-do list personally and professionally and academically in the next 2 weeks and the next month, right, what's the first feeling state that comes to mind? Is it, oh, I'm stoked, I'm looking forward to this, right, it's going to be a great time? Or is it dread and a feeling of overwhelming,
right,
of being overwhelmed? And depending on where you land in that answer, right, if you're being honest with yourself, that can be a good gauge of, okay, I might not be able to change what I have to do, but now that I've done this check-in and I'm feeling a little bit stretched thin, what can I do to try to help mitigate some of those concerns? Who can I reach out to? Can I let somebody know that, you know what, I feel claustrophobic at holiday parties when there's like 25 people in the room, and I, you know, that makes me anxious, right? I might not be able to get out of the holiday party, but is there someone I can let know, right? So I think it's being prepared, right, as it is with so many different things in life, and being honest with yourself of what you need, and then reaching out to others, to those safe, trusted people in your life to say, hey, I might be struggling with this. Can you help me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very important, you know, because when you're that age, you know, 15 to 20, it really just actually feels like the weight of the world, like I said, and it feels like there is no end in sight. So it is important for these young adults to know it does get better, and this is just a blimp, and this is just a period of time that you need to get through and take care of yourself while doing that. I want to help, you know, the people that are listening right now that are struggling, that know someone who is struggling, and give them the opportunity to reach out for help. And I know you provide so many amazing services over at the Suicide Prevention Center of New York. So if you want to just, you know, plug some of those services, plug some of those hotlines that anyone can call for help.
Yeah, I think what we really want to make sure that people are aware of, above and beyond anything else, right? And certainly the Suicide Prevention Center in New York has wonderful resources on the website and supports that we can help bring to communities and organizations. But more than anything, I think it's important for your listeners to remember 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Call, text, or chat 24/7, trained individuals. And you don't have to be in a suicidal crisis to access them. So to your earlier question about, you know, adolescents and young adults that might be struggling this time of year, that's another tool. That's another resource, right, that we would encourage anyone, but certainly that population, to reach out to say, hey, you know what, I've got this holiday thing coming up. I'm stretched thin with exams. You know, everybody else is talking about, like, their favorite holiday stuff to do, and I don't have that in my life. Whatever it might be, right? Access 988, and they will help figure out, A, you know, listening to you about what's going on, but then try to come up with some skills, some coping mechanisms that you can use. And if there's anything, you know, I think for your listeners to remember, write that down, plug it into your phone, use it for yourself, refer other people in your life to be able to use it. And that is another way to reinforce the idea of you don't have to be alone, right?
Yes, absolutely. Gareth, thank you so much for the time today and for the chats always. I mean, it's very informative and it's very helpful for people who are struggling, who aren't struggling, who know someone who is struggling. It's just very great information to have in your back pocket and know going into this holiday season, there are people out there for you. There are people that are willing to help and want the best for you. So I want to thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, Preezy, thanks for the opportunity as always, and for the work that you do to support the listeners in the listening area. This is a true partnership, and it exemplifies the idea that we all have to do this work together, right? It can't, the work of suicide prevention and wellness and resilience can't rely on any one agency. It has to be a community effort, and you all really help to exemplify that in an extremely meaningful way. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Gara, and happy holidays to you.
All right, take care, bye-bye.